Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Ready, Mr. Cook?
Yes.
Hello?
Don?
Yes, Mr. President?
This is very, very confidential, but Wilson, Prime Minister Wilson, has cabled us and says that his people recommend that he raise his rate and that there's a big run on, and that if it goes like next Monday, his last $300 million will be gone, and that he's going to have to take immediate action. That if we, of course, plan to take action, we ought to do it together. If we don't, his alternative would be to try to forego doing it, but he'd have to borrow $1 billion from the IMF, which would take his entire limit, and which have to be unanimous in the big countries, and which our people don't think he'd get.
Yeah.
I drafted a wire back to him, which I have not sent, but I rewrote the one that they gave me and just personally played it by ear without much counsel. They proposed that I feel I ought to let you know we're facing a serious situation. Sterling, the pound has been under strong pressure several days. Although the last 2 days were better, we cannot be sure the improvement continues. The pressure is coming from a number of sources, including the continent, probably for a variety of motives. We intend, as you know, to draw at the beginning of next month enough IMF standby to repay the short-term credit we have received, the Federal Reserve and the other central banks. We might perhaps then expect to have a little over $300 million left in our standby. We figure it's $250 here. We shall also have reconstituted the swap facility of the Federal Reserve. The other central banks also may be willing to give further short-term assistance, though this cannot be certain in present circumstances. But if the run on sterling continues to anything like Monday's rate, we shall have exhausted the credit facilities at present available to us in a matter of weeks. We're being advised that if we raise the bank rate this week, we should probably halt the drain. But we're very reluctant to do this, since it would run counter to the long-term policies that we're developing for dealing with our basic economic problem. I have no doubt that these are on the right line and be successful if only they're given time to work. Moreover, I believe that an increase in our bank rate would be as unwelcome to you as it would to us. Am I right in thinking this? Of course, if you are intending shortly to raise your own discount rate for your own reasons, we shall reluctantly have to follow you. And I would hope that we could then make this a concerted operation. But if, as I believe, this is not in your mind, we, for our part, will do our best to withstand the pressure. In any event, however, recent experience has shown that if we are to outmaneuver the speculators in the short term, give our longer-term policies a chance to mature, we need substantial reinforcement for sterling as rapidly as possible. We therefore have it in mind to approach the IMF for further standby of $1 billion, and we shall greatly value your support. In order to make the necessary sounding, Sir Eric Rolle is returning to Washington today. He'll be able to give you, if you wish, a fuller explanation of our thinking. I shall be most grateful if you can let me have your reaction as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Here's what I propose to send him, and it completes, they more or less, in effect, told him he'd have to raise his rate. I moderated that good deal. I said, thank you for your frank exposition of the problems you're facing with sterling. You can be sure of our deep interest in your efforts to maintain its integrity. As to your bank rate, my feeling is that this is a decision you must take based on your views of what is necessary for the defense of sterling. We agree with your concept that more fundamental attacks on the basic problems of your trade deficit are preferable to early and indiscriminate use of bank rate. As for our own discount rate, this is a matter for our Federal Reserve Board, which, as you know, Congress has made independent in this regard of the executive branch. However, I am informed that they do not feel that our domestic economy requires any increase in their discount rate. We will, of course, be glad to give all the help we can to Eric Rolle in his efforts to obtain an additional IMF standby. I think it is essential to continue the close cooperation between our people on all aspects of the current problem.
I think that's the right answer. If I could make only one suggestion, Mr. President, if it's feasible to do it, I think that what the British need to know, if I followed the telegram that came in closely, is that they won't be taken unprepared by an increase in the rate here. Now, therefore, the essential thing for them is to have some notice of it. And if your relations with the Federal Reserve Board, with Martin, are of the right kind, it seems to me that Martin would be willing to tell you that nothing will happen without adequate notice to you, so that you in turn would be able to notify the British. Now, the British have a much different system than we have. they don't have an instrumentality set up separate and apart from the executive branch of the government. But so that they find it a little difficult to understand and indeed sometimes to believe that there is as much independence as a technical matter of law there is. If it were, they might get the feeling in the light of their own background and experience that perhaps they're not being dealt with as complete a fashion.
Well, I might just add this. I think it's essential to continue the close cooperation between our people on all aspects of your current problem, and we'll keep you fully informed of any change or modifications of our situation.
Well, that's a little ambiguous. To put it directly now, if it could be stated, and I don't know that it can, but I think it would be highly desirable, if it could be stated that that they would be given notice.
I will keep you fully... well, I don't want to say give you notice. So we'll fully, and I will fully inform you in advance of any modification of our present situation.
I think that would cover it, and I think that tells them then what they would need to know.
All right, anything else?
That's all at the moment.
All right, when you got your suitcase ready?
Well...
Come on down here. This thing's getting hotter than hell. You can see what Mr. Hoover did this morning.
Yes, I did.
What do you think I ought to say about that? I thought I'd just say that I thought they had done a good job in investigating and studying this situation, and I regret that these differences of viewpoints existed, but that now we needed the unity of our people, and I don't want to contribute to any other differences.
Oh, it would seem to me that would be the best thing to do, not to take sides, or not to take any position that would spread them apart, but really to try to pull them back together.
Okay.
All right.